when you'd go out to gather the eggs, you'd always have to leave an egg in that nest.
Oh, you didn't take them all out?
No, you didn't take them all out. If you didn't have that artificial egg, they wouldn't, very seldom would they go back and lay an egg in that nest anymore.
Oh.
We always left one.
I didn't know that. I thought you'd
yeah.
just take them all.
Yeah, we always left one. I don't know if that if you just had to do that, or if that was just something that some people did, really.
What would you call the area around the barn that you sometimes let the animals go?
Barnyard.
In the barnyard?
Mm-hmm.
Was it just all the animals just walked around
yeah.
there?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And the fence around the barnyard, around the barn, that's called a lot.
Oh, around the barn?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Around the barn.
Oh.
Uh-huh, the lot. And then all the animals would get up in that lot that night, you know, and stay. If you didn't have a lot of cows, like I say, you know, if you just had just for your own use,
mm-hmm.
you know, all those animals came up at night.
Yeah. Did you ever call them?
No.
Call the cows or something? Or
no. No, I never did. We usually had dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Shepherd dogs
yeah.
that did go after them.
Right.
Now, that's amazing.
I've seen them do
yes.
that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We always did. We always had one as long as I can remember. Well, when we lived on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
But then after we moved to town, and we just had one cow. Of course, we didn't do that. We had to keep that cow penned up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love dogs. They're
the sweetest
animals.
Mm-hmm.
They're so nice.
They are. They
really are. We've always had in our family. I can remember back when I was a little kid, you know, always
mm-hmm.
had them. Either Airedale or Scotty.
Yeah. Ours was named Shep.
Uh-huh.
I remember the last one that we had was named Shep, and it was a man that poisoned him.
Oh, really?
It liked to kill us. Oh, it liked to have
Can't
killed
believe
us.
Somebody would do that.
Gave him glass, put glass in a biscuit. Daddy went with Mom to get some colored people to chop cotton, and I went with him. And I saw this man when he dropped the biscuit, and Shep ate the biscuit. And by the time we got back to the house, she was having fits. And she lived about 30 minutes. Now, you're talking about a horrible death. Just hope that you don't ever see anything die. That's been die with grass. He was just mean. And Shep was just a good dog. She didn't ever bother anything. And we lived 5 miles. Well, not that far either, 2 miles. Then it wasn't anything to walk 2 miles to get a hand, you know. Field hand or slave or somebody to do things for you, and it was just that thing like killed. I hated that man as long as he lived.
Right, I mean, there's no reason for that.
I don't know what he had done, if he had ever been down there and bothered anything
mm-hmm.
or anything. We never did know it. My daddy wasn't the type of person that liked to fuss with his neighbors and cause trouble or anything, and he said, well, Inez, maybe you just made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he didn't, but he did. I saw him when he dropped it. I didn't make any mistake.
God,
I hated that man as long as I lived. As long as he lived. He's dead and gone,
well,
I don't
bad.
Hate him now. Because I had to do a lot of praying about that man.
What different kinds of fences did you have on your farm?
Well, rail, way back.
Oh, really?
You go way back to rail fences. But
mm-hmm.
now, never did we have a rail fence. We always had barbed wire
mm-hmm.
or either chicken wire.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.